AP News, I'm Paya Pinjwani. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Moscow plans to send a second oil tanker to Cuba.
The second oil tanker announcement comes just 2 days after sanctioned Russian tanker Anatoly Kolodkin docked at the Cuban port of Matanzas, laden with 730,000 barrels of oil, marking the first time in 3 months that an oil tanker has reached the island. Russia's energy minister, speaking on the sidelines of an energy forum, said a second one is being loaded right now. We will not leave Cubans alone in trouble. Cuba produces barely 40% of its required fuel and relies on imports to sustain its energy grid. Experts say the anticipated shipment could produce about 180,000 barrels of diesel, enough to feed Cuba's daily demand for 9 or 10 days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Yesterday, President Trump made his first national address since the Iran war began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president says America's core strategic objectives are nearing completion.
We are going to finish the job, and we're going to finish it very fast. We're getting very close.
But the president spent much of a primetime address repeating things he's been saying after weeks of changing goals and often contradicting himself about whether the war is winding down or ramping up. He did not mention the thousands of additional U.S. troops sent to the Middle East, and made just passing mention of allies whom he's been blistering for not helping more, saying they need to get some courage and simply take the Strait of Hormuz.
The hard part is done, so it should be easy.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump's White House ballroom is expected to win approval from a key agency today. That comes days after a federal judge ordered a halt to construction unless Congress allows what would be the biggest structural change to the American landmark in more than 70 years. This is AP News. Pope Leo XIV warned against the abuse of power and the desire for domination during the Vatican's Holy Thursday Chrism Mass. Holy Week is the most sacred period of the year for Christians. But this year, it's being overshadowed by the war in the Middle East. Pope Leo said, in a world torn apart by the powers that ravage it, within it arises a new people, not of victims, but of witnesses. In this dark hour of history, it has pleased God to send us to spread the fragrance of Christ, where the stench of death reigns. Let us renew our yes to this mission that calls for unity and brings peace. For Catholics, the Holy Thursday Chrism Mass is when the oil used in religious ceremonies throughout the year are blessed. On Friday, Leo is due to preside over the Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, commemorating Christ's passion and crucifixion. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.